BBC Radio Lancashire.
21 minutes to nine. As education bears its share of government cuts, a group of colleges in the country and the county has won a national award for making savings. Now, that might not sound like a cause for celebration, but the difference here is that the money has been ploughed back in to college funds. So how's it been done? Well, BBC Radio Lancashire's Steve Becker is at Blackpool and the File College in Bispham with the answer. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Graeme. Yes, it's a nice trick if you can pull it off, and indeed Blackpool and the File College has done just that, and with the college principal, Pauline Waterhouse. Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning.
So the savings here that nobody will quibble at because they've gone back in to help the students. So how has it been done? I think we're looking at what effectively is the giant supermarket idea of bulk buying. Is that right?
That's exactly the case. Yes, that's right. What happened is that over the period of the last year, 13 colleges came together in a collaboration. That was colleges from across the north of England, and they all joined together to basically pool their collective purchasing power, their buying power, to buy IT equipment for different colleges. The value of the contract was just under £2 million, and as a result of having that kind of spending power, they were able to execute significant savings, really big savings, in the region of just under £250,000. And that was then ploughed back into frontline services for students. So improving the quality of teaching and learning facilities and giving better equipment for our students, in actual fact.
Great idea. I'm sure the maths department could have come up with that at any time. You wonder why this kind of idea and approach hasn't been done before, not just by yourselves, but by other groups of similarly minded institutions, in this case, colleges.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, in this very difficult economic climate, all sorts of organisations are working together to try to find smarter ways of making their services more efficient. And certainly our college is now working not just with the other 12, but in fact 20 colleges have come on board now across the north of England, working together to try to make sure that they can bulk buy, a bit like a large supermarket chain, Tesco's, whatever, much more efficiently and effectively. So yes, the process has started and it's going on, and we're going now beyond IT equipment and looking at all sorts of other areas where we can all work together. And as we've just said, yeah, the savings at the end of the day have got to go back into our colleges to make sure that we can make teaching and learning even more effective for our students.
Where have they gone, those savings? Because at a time, as we say, of general cuts and austerity, and education is bearing the brunt as well. £200,000 is perhaps worth even more than that on paper, as it were. How have you spent it?
Okay, there are a range of different ways, because as I say, this is very much of a collaborative effort, so different colleges have chosen to do different things. One college in the north of England has decided to actually develop a brand new media centre for the students, so fantastic equipment to support courses, make them more even more exciting and challenging.
Well, look out for that one, Graeme. We'll be out of a job soon, if that kind of money is being invested. Yeah. where else, Pauline?
Okay, well, what we've done here at Blackpool and the Fylde is that we have actually invested in a brand new learning and teaching centre, and that is a place where our teachers can try out all the latest technology, all the latest equipment, to make their teaching in classrooms and workshops more exciting, more hands-on, more interactive for our learners.
And particularly good for you, just finally, because you've led this initiative. You've run it, if you like, on behalf of the other colleges. So it puts you at the forefront of pioneering and spreading the idea here around perhaps not just the North, but maybe nationally as well.
Yes, I think you're right. I think the AOC Beacon Award was very much about recognising good practice here by this group of the 13 colleges, but certainly it's something that will be happening in other parts of the country. Huge potential for the future.
Well, congratulations, and everybody benefiting here, Graeme. Just before we go, I'm standing outside on a day that reminds me of a place I went to. You know, you talked about interesting museum. How do you fancy? Are you gripped by the idea of going round a slate museum?
That must have been very bored.
There is, well, now then, I mentioned this because there's one at Llanberis in Snowdonia in North Wales, and it was on such a day as this, you thought, well, may rain, let's go and do something indoors. And I'll tell you what, it was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, there we are.
I'm surprised. So try the Slate Museum.
There's the Pencil Museum in Keswick, which I went to a long, long time ago. There's a barbed wire museum in America. You can go and see, I'm not joking, you can go and see various different